Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight.
Welcome to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha, on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. I'm going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And there was a blockbuster revelation yesterday. It turns out that the federal government, the Justice Department, Merrick Garland's Justice Department, is now conducting a criminal investigation into the fake 2020 elector certificates. The Deputy Attorney General, Lisa Monaco, confirmed that in an interview with CNN. This happened in a number of states. Let's start with Wisconsin. We talked about a little earlier in the show. Scott Fitzgerald, who's now the congressman for the 5th Congressional District, Republican, but back in December of 2020, he was only a congressman-elect, taking Jim Sensenbrenner's place. He was still the head of the Senate, the Republicans in the Senate. He's the one that provided the fake electors with the ceremonial Senate conference room to give it some authenticity. He should be part of this investigation. But this happened elsewhere, too. It happened in Michigan. It happened in Arizona. It happened in a number of states. The Michigan Republican Party co-chairman, Michon Madoc, said publicly that the Trump campaign told us, he said, about the Republicans to seat fake GOP delegates as electors. The Trump campaign was in on that. This is part of the coup, part of the Green Bay sweep, as they called it. Part of the coup to get some of the swing states, just a handful of them, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, might have been enough. And then you put in fake electors. And then it goes to the Congress to decide which set of electors are accurate. And it's by majority vote in the Congress. And you might go, oh, that's great, because Nancy Pelosi has a majority. Well, no, she doesn't. For this purpose, under the Constitution, each state gets one vote that's determined by the majority of the congressmen in the state. Because of gerrymandering, there are more states with Republican majorities in the congressional delegation than Democratic majorities. And what do I mean by that? Even a small state with one congressman gets one vote. Wyoming gets one vote as one congressman. Now, it's Liz Cheney. She would do the right thing, but there are other small states that have one Republican congressman that would not do the right thing. California has 50-some-odd congressmen. They get one vote in determining who the fake electors are and who the real electors are. Sure, it would go for the Democrats, but something like 30 of the states have majority Republican congressmen, even though they're quite small. For instance, Wisconsin. We only have 8 members of the House of Representatives. And when I say Congress, that's a broad term. It really means the Senate, too. It means everybody. So I'm talking about the House of Representatives that decides. We have 8 members of the House of Representatives. 5 of them are Republicans and 3 of them are Democrats. They would have sat down and voted, and the 5 Republicans would have said Trump won. We're going to accept the fake Trump certificates. That was the plan. That was the plan. That is why Scott Fitzgerald reserved the conference room. That's why the Republicans got together. Voss put them together. That's why Bob Spindell, one of the Wisconsin Election Commission members, one of six, was one of the fake electors. And they all signed off and said, we're the electors. Trump won. That's false, by the way. That was false. Then they sent their certificates off to the National Archives in the Senate and other places in the government. And the plan was that it would be contested, and Scott Fitzgerald and, frankly, the Republican delegation here in the state voted not to certify Joe Biden. And then the plan was it was going to go to the House of Representatives under the Constitution, and they would call the states by name. You get one vote, you know. And some, I'm not just talking about Alabama would go that way in Florida. I'm talking about Wisconsin. They would have said, stand up. And somebody like Scott Fitzgerald would stand up and say, Wisconsin cast its vote for Trump. This happened in 1876 for real in our presidential election. Rutherford Hayes was running against Sam Tilden. Rutherford Hayes was a Republican. Sam Tilden was a Democrat. Sam Tilden won, and he won the Electoral College. But this was 1876. Remember, Abraham Lincoln had been assassinated about 10 years before that, 11 years. Ulysses Grant fortunately got in for two terms. And the North, the Republican Party then was the Liberal Party. The Democratic Party was the Confederate Party, had been a slave espousing party. And the Republicans weren't going to turn it over. And they just declared in the House of Representatives that Rutherford Hayes won, even though he hadn't. However, and you could say, well, that was a good thing because Rutherford Hayes was a moderate to a liberal compared to Sam Tilden. Rutherford Hayes, by the way, footnote in history, was a colonel at the Battle of Antietam. And one of his sergeants was a sergeant named William McKinley, and he went on to be president of the United States. These guys took the Civil War very seriously. But that was the model that Trump was trying to use in a perverted way to flip it for him. So Lisa Monaco, the deputy attorney general, has now confirmed they're investigating that forgery. When you put an official document together, and the template for these things was distributed by the Trump campaign, and it was very similar in all the states that did this, and there were a number of them. One of the slyest, smartest, craftiest ones, two of them really, were Pennsylvania and New Mexico. They must have some good lawyers in Pennsylvania and New Mexico, because whoever it was said to them, you know, you do this, and that could be considered a forgery. That is a felony. They were quite sly and crafty in Pennsylvania and New Mexico. What they did was they put a little sentence in. They said, we would be the electors if the House of Representatives determined that we are legitimate. That screwed it up just enough so that they're not going to get criminally prosecuted. They're not being looked at. That was sneaky and sly enough. See, very sneaky, very sly. But they're not, the people in the Republican Party in Wisconsin are not the sharpest knives in the drawer. So they come swaggering into this conference room that Scott Fitzgerald set up for him, and they go, we're the electors, we're the electors. What idiots. And it was crooked too. And they used the template, and they said, you know, I, Bob Spindell, I'm an elector, a true and fair and all this. Goes off to the National Archives, goes off to the Senate. Now it's being investigated. They have evidence. Michonne Maddock, co-chair of the Republican Party in Michigan, said publicly, Trump set us up to this, told us to do it. These templates didn't occur by accident. This didn't occur by accident. This was coordinated by the Trump campaign as part of the coup. This can be investigated, obviously, and a Justice Department investigation is a lot more serious than the January 6th, only because with January 6th, they can issue subpoenas, but they have to have the Justice Department enforce them through a criminal referral. The Justice Department can make up its own mind how it wants to handle it, convene a grand jury, and drag these people down right away. So my nomination for who the Justice Department should talk to, Scott Fitzgerald, Bob Spindell, all the others, Robin Voss. And what you do is you interrogate them individually, and it's the prisoner's dilemma. One of them cracks. Why? Because you elect, you arrest two guys for robbing the bank and you interrogate them separately. And they know, and this is a classic game theory problem, they know if they both hang tough and don't say anything, they might get off. But if your buddy rats on you, he may get a light sentence and you'll go to jail for a long time. So the theory in game theory is you're better off ratting on him, because the fact is he might rat on you. And that's the way these people are. Very, very, very questionable people. Very low life sorts of people. And but I'm glad to see this prosecution. And I'm changing my mind on Merrick Garland. I've been tough on Merrick Garland. I had said, you know, I'd like him to show some guts. Yes, he's going after the Oath Keepers for seditious conspiracy. But, you know, where are the big boys? Well, by getting at these electors, you're getting close to the big boys. Trump is the prize, the kahuna, the guy that orchestrated all this. And Merrick Garland has got to get to him. And there's not a lot of time. There isn't. In the House, if, God forbid, the Democrats lose this time, Kevin McCarthy gets in, he's going to withdraw all these subpoenas, exonerate everybody who blew off the Congress. But Merrick Garland and Biden are in at least till 2024. That's plenty of time to issue indictments, and they have got to be issued. And fortunately, in Georgia, we have a good state district attorney looking to go after Trump for that extortion phone call to Brad Raffensperger, saying that all I need is 11,580 votes, or there's criminal consequences if you don't forge them. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.